Brand new from Goatell Records, Old Men Singing Karaoke, featuring 12 classic all-original hits, including
By the Rivers of Babylon, Where We Sat Down.
And don't forget this little gem,
Like a Rhinestone Cowboy, Riding Out on a Horse in a Star-Spangled Rodeo.
But wait, there's more.
Take off your shoes and sit right down. Loosen up that pretty French gown.
Not to mention this little piece of music gold.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
So, scooter down to your local brass store and add this slice of majestic gold to your collection. Or tune in to the Three-Headed Goat Show featuring Pete, Python, and Scott every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. But something completely ridiculous.
Say no more!
Well, we are back in town. Three to Go Show, it's been, feels like 14 years.
It's been a long time.
There you go, boy. It's
been a while. Hello, hello. I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So I certainly can.
Am I on?
Yeah, you are. And Scotty, how you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Jeez, it's been every Thursday night, I've just been wandering the streets, dragging my feet, like one sock on, one sock off. It's just been weird. It's just, I've just been lost.
I needed to come back because I've watched everything on Netflix now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've watched the entire Netflix.
So did I. All done. The old tiger. What's his name? Joe Exotic? Did you watch
Joe
that?
Joe Exotic. I did watch that. Classic.
Yeah. I actually needed
to get out of the house. I put on 14 stones. I've been in lockdown.
I'm way puffy. I'm so puffy at the moment. You should see me.
How many bags of chips can you eat?
did you see that picture of the Chippendales are ready to go back to work? They're larger, portly fellows now.
Funnily enough, women find them attractive because they're real blokes. Like, who wants a ripped ab blast and, you know, bicep ripped?
Blokes who aren't married.
High maintenance.
Oh, yeah. Well,
clearly, blokes who aren't married.
That's right. So, yeah.
They become pool cleaners, don't they?
Dirty big mows on them.
How do you apply to become a pool cleaner? I don't know. So, boys, how long's it been? You reckon 6 weeks, 7 weeks,
six or seven, something
since
like that.
Since we've been doing this,
all of April, all of May. It's been more than that. Yeah, 8 or 9 weeks.
Wow. So anyway, let's not banter on too much about Corona because you know everyone's sick to death of it.
Yes,
we just want to move on and just have a normal life without this whole 1.5 meter thing.
Mm.
I was at Pice Place before this happened, and they mentioned the 1.5 meter thing, and I actually invented a tie. Remember, I made a tie out of a rubber strap and with a little hook around your neck. And I said,
1.5 meter tie.
I said, imagine everyone's wearing these, and you just hold it up, and you go, there you go. But
it looked like the skinny ties from the Croydon back in the day. It's like
the skinny back with the tie
around the back.
That's it.
Oh, fantastic! So yeah, so we're all healthy. We're all here. So we're all going on with it. Yeah, so you may or may not have heard an ex-presenter, Tony Murta, from The Goat Show, one of the original founders, along with Cass back in the day, 2014, I think it was. And, unfortunately, Tony passed away yesterday, and it was a very, very sad thing. And I was there today with my family because he's my brother-in-law. He married my sister and two lovely kids, Lauren and Dan. So today we all gathered together in their place in Chernside, and we just had a good old cry together. And just he's too young and just such a magnificent fella. I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words. You know, when they take the good ones, you know, they shouldn't take.
So, don't they? All the dirtbags live forever.
And that's it.
Only the good go young.
Yeah. How does that work? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, so... Tony, the 3rd of the 6th, 2020, yesterday, he was a huge... I'm just going to give 5 minutes, guys. Are you cool with this? I just want to...
Absolutely.
I just want to... Because tonight's show, we're gonna play all of Tony's... he had a million songs he loved, but quite a few in particular that I knew, and his son Dan and sent me some. So I just thought we'd play them tonight as a tribute to Tony.
Good call.
Yeah, mate, he was a huge advocate for Yarra Valley FM. Him and Diane used to go to all the fun... They used to do the fundraisers, the trivia nights, and my God, Tony Murta. The amount of knowledge that guy knew on music, he was just... He's on your team, you're going to win. you knew that. He was incredible. One night, we were at this trivia night many years ago, and he was sitting at this table, and they said, if any table here, the first one that gets up, that sings on stage, will actually win a massive amount of points. And Tony had a few cans up his belt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just gone, I'm up. So he sprung up on stage and sung Chinchilla Lace.
And
he did it, hello, baby. And he did it. It blew us all away.
Could he sing?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Diane mentioned today, he's like a closet
performer,
absolutely. And just things like that over the years. And, you know, I've known him since I was like maybe 12 or something, or you know, thereabouts. So he was my absolute mentor. Music, I stayed at his place when we were young. Man, Lovesy and I babysat their house. Diane and Tony went away for a holiday for 2 weeks or something. And we stayed there. And Tony had the world's biggest record collection next to Rob Jordan. And my God, that was where I cut my teeth on music. He had some beers in the fridge, so we stole them.
Of course you did.
And we laid on the carpet with our feet swinging and our hands under our jaws, and just played music for nonstop 2 weeks. It was Hendrix, you know, Doors, all the Beatles, everything. And at that point, my whole life turned, where I just gone, this is the best music ever.
You can see his influence on the Goats, because when you were sending through tracks today to compile,
yeah,
there was just so much good stuff.
Oh, that's it.
So it was definitely The Heart of the Gates was there, because it was the killer track listing tonight. In his honour.
You will all enjoy the music tonight. It's just going to be magnificent. So Tony, I went on a trip with Tony to Liverpool for a Beatles tour in 1992. Diane won it, and we went there, and we just spent...
Diane won it, and you and Tony went?
Yes. How good's that?
I think what a sister. What I'd say.
She had Dan and Lauren were young, and she just said, you know what, you guys just go. So we had the best time. And it's all on videotape. Like Tony carried around this massive Channel 7 VHS videotape camera on his shoulder. And, you know, the last week or so, Tony wanted to watch that. And he watched it three times over and over, that thing, it was such a good time for him, you know.
Yep.
So he loved that. So we had great times there. He was also the Hawthorne Footy Club. He was involved with those guys. And all his life he's been a hardcore footy fan. And he got involved with the club, and he ended up working with them and doing all the stuff for the players. And he was a big, big, big piece of that. So it's just incredible. Just in closing with this, there's a particular song where we, Tony passed away at 1:43 yesterday morning, and we had a song where, Tony loved Led Zeppelin, he loved it, and I sent it to Dan, my sister, and said, you know, if you want to play it to Tony, because I mentioned to him years ago, and Lovesy, this particular song, the start of it reminds me that when you do die, it's like you're floating up and you've left your body and you're just going and everything's cool and you're happy and you're free. So I sent it to them. And the moment when Tony started to pass away, they played this song to him.
Wow.
And this song was playing. So I think we've got it queued up here.
We do. That's a fine piece of music too.
So this song, if you can imagine... was playing to Tony as he passed away, and it breaks my heart. And whenever I'm going to hear this song forever, it's going to be his song. You want to play it?
Ready to go? You got to
that switch.
So. Push the volume up, and well, yeah, don't you? I don't know which one is it. Is it the red one on the way down?
Yeah, it's coming in. You just need a bit of volume.
Oh, now it's not loud enough. Here we go. Oh, God, isn't it great? Greg, can you come and help us, mate? Sorry, guys, it's just, yeah. We just want to play this song because it's really special to Tone, and we want it loud, so...
Let me tell you why. Hey, she drives me crazy. She's the apple of my eye. Cause she is my girl, and she can never do wrong. If I dream too much at night, I love that little lady. I got to be her fool. Ain't no other like my baby. I can break the golden rule. Cause I get down on my knees.
Shade. was in knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. Shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. To be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Baby snakes.
Late at night is when they come out. Talking about make it win. They make the best kind of pet,
baby
snakes. I look around and there's a couple right near me,
baby snakes.
Maybe I think they can probably hear me making waves. I'll take all I can get,
baby
living a ho ho, a ho ho ho. That is usually empty.
Usually empty.
Tiny too. They live by a ho ho, a ho 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 ho. That is usually empty. Which stands for
Sighted Motion Picture and Television Engineer.
Well, maybe I think that is what keeps them insane. Give them a dream.
now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets I've forgotten. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, Three to Go Show on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And that was Tiny Dancer, and that was for Dan Murta, because that was one of his favourite songs with his dad. Which is tonight's show is about the Tone Ranger, and we're just playing all of his cool stuff, and the legendary Tony, the best bloke on the planet, what can I say, we're just going to enjoy tonight and play some stuff. And
be grateful that he wasn't a fan of things like, I don't know, Korean pop or something.
That's right.
You know, thank God he had great music taste.
Oh, no,
well.
Wouldn't that be just bizarre? an absolute, Bucks Fizz.
Bucks Fizz. If you only ever listened to Bucks Fizz.
He was a very 70s type of guy.
He'd be challenged to making his mind up then, wouldn't he?
Yeah. and like I said, he was at Sunbury. I mean, 71, 72. And how cool is that? Doing his thing and just absolutely, like I said, he was a bit of a hippie. There's some pictures of him. And then he met Diane in the 80s and he just pulled himself together and just had become this magnificent family man.
So you've got you had some photos that you've shown before. Are they going up on the GOAT page? There's a long haired version there.
Yeah, I put they're actually on the GOAT page. So if you want to look on the Three to Goat Show Facebook page, look it up, and there's a picture of the Tone Ranger. It must have been circa early 70s with his, and a can of Foster's, the old metal can.
Oh, it's still down the side.
And he's sitting there with his mates and just having a ball.
You had to be a proper man to crush them cans. Yeah, like,
on your forehead?
I was going to say. And shotgun, you need a jackhammer to put a hole on it. Did you guys ever shotgun cans?
Oh, yeah.
How bad was that?
Stupid.
Yeah,
stupid.
When you're 40, I can do it. Keep it on three and throw up. Oh, that's all good.
Do you remember the elephant cans?
No.
The extra size ones.
The big ones. Yeah.
They were 750.
So yeah, yes.
Yeah. I did one of those.
Oh, no.
Shotgun?
I could do an aluminium can, like a small one, in about 3 seconds. And yeah, I did the big one in 6 seconds, and my God,
that's two cans. That's two cans
in 6 seconds. It was.
Did you burp after it?
Oh, did I? Yeah.
Did you what?
Yeah, John Elliott, eat your heart out. Look at
that.
you guys remember that song? You know, Buggles video killed the radio star.
Oh yeah, it's the first song that MTV ever played.
Well, I was thinking during the week, is this how it goes now? Netflix killed the video star. Because Netflix has taken over. It's like the whole new generation.
It's everything, isn't it?
Like video's gone. Yep. Video's gone. And then what will be in the next 30, 40 years? What's after that? What's going to kill Netflix? You know?
I don't know. Inside your own head. It's a chip. So you don't even need a stream.
I always said.
Close your eyes.
Imagine, you know.
It's
you,
coming.
It's coming.
You know,
it's
you know your mates have got bizarre thoughts in their heads.
Oh, especially my mates.
No, got no idea.
And they lick stuff.
I am a licker. That's a funny story too. but, you know, imagine the USB stick where there's a little slot in your temple where a USB can go in and you can just, you know, borrow your mate's USB out of his forehead and his thoughts and swap with yours and go, oh my God, you weirdo.
You weirdo.
You've been checking out my mum, Scotty. Weird stuff like that.
Duh.
Well, I saw a woman today. Oh, God, she's a magnificent lady. She's fantastic. Yeah, she's great. And Jim, they're all there. It was good. I was going to say that funny story about Lauren, Tony's daughter. Today she mentioned, Dad goes, yes, I remember when Lauren was like 5 years old, we went to Eastland, and the escalator's there. You know the escalator?
Yeah.
So Dad's holding her hand, and he's walking through, and they stopped at the bottom of the escalator. And Lauren, Dad was looking around, and she poked her tongue out, and she had her tongue resting on the... and it's going up. And Dad's looked around and gone, stop doing that.
Every human being in the eastern suburbs had their hands on that.
I know.
How gross.
How bizarre.
She had the immune system to die for, didn't she?
No 1.5 metres there.
Hey, so tonight we're going to do the old classics, the old old men singing karaoke. Mm. Yes. Take off your shoes and sit right down. Loosen up that pretty French gown. That. And
that sort of thing.
That type of thing. And also we've got Nearest to the Pin. I've got some news to the pins. If you want to do the segment now, it's up to you. You got time?
I think I've won one of these yet.
Yeah, we got fact tennis as well. So.
Oh, we got fact tennis. So we've got
it's a whole night of
fact tennis.
Talk about fact tennis. Talk about
fact tennis. Wandon, Seville, Woori, Warby. Everyone's talking about
fact tennis.
Oh, bravo. Same list.
We haven't been away for 9 weeks.
In short, fact tennis is basically two guys facting the hell out of each other. Generally, these two. And they'll do some bizarre fact, and then Scotty will come back with another bizarre fact, and I'll give him a score out of 15 love, 30, 40, etc. So that's coming up. It's very exciting.
And then you'll just call it when you get bored. The games are finished.
And obviously, I've been singing karaoke, which is just, that's...
It's classic.
Are we selling many albums, Scott? How are we going there?
Oh, yeah, flying. Absolutely flying. I was thinking of all the things people are missing in being in lockdown, and I would have said globally that old man singing karaoke would have been right up there with what people were really missing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, flat out. We're getting messages, guys.
We're bringing it back.
From Lamsey and Robbo from Powertown and Izzy. All these different people are sending messages to say, sorry about Tone Ranger.
Oh.
They all knew him. They all loved him. Everyone loved him. One of those blokes that everyone loved and everyone knew. And I don't think he had one enemy in the planet. So that's a good thing.
A sign of good life, isn't it?
It is.
He's a better man than me.
I saw some guy in a tracksuit at Louisville Station with a dagger stabbing a tree, and he's going, Scotty Mitchell, Scotty Mitchell. He had a ponytail and a cap at the back of his cap. He was nasty.
The characters down there.
My word. So, all right, let's quickly do News to the Pin. You reckon?
Okay, right. Yeah.
We got a lot of segments to fit in tonight.
Yeah, go on.
And obviously all Tony's music, so we got a lot to fit in, right? So we might go on. All right, here we go. So, nearest the pin. Ready? How big is the ball bearing inside a spray can? Ooh.
Surely Pies put one.
You'd reckon.
I'd be at a disadvantage in this particular
question. I did it in the weekend.
It's the size of a small marble.
Yeah, and what's that? How many millimetres we
talking? How many millimetres? 15 millimetres.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm going to say...
what is it?
15 millimetres.
Python. That's awesome. Because on the weekend, I got...
Python's very hard to beat at this game.
He's very good at nearest the pin. Nearest the pins. That's the theme song to it. Python, because on the weekend, I has a can of paint. I got a pick, and I smacked a hole in it, and of course it was half full and sprayed all over my leg. Pink paint.
Not point.
No regrets.
No.
Not a one. Not even a letter.
Just quietly, 51-year-old man, why did you do it?
Because for this particular, you were putting the show together. Exact reason. I knew that I needed some bizarre thing to try and get Python, and I got young Blake and I got it out. We ripped the can apart, and I got the tape measure. It is a marble, basically, and it's 15 millimeter. How did you know that?
Because I've done it too.
Have you really?
But I didn't spray myself with paint.
Oh, there you
I actually
go.
Waited until it was dead flat.
Oh, so. Fantastic. All right, well, number two, boys. You ready? This might be more down Scott's line. Mm-hmm. How many buttons are on a computer keyboard? The total amount. Mm-hmm. No, just stop looking at it.
I would say 62.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking everything with the spacer and the...
I'm going to go 62.
Okay, 62. Pi?
It's 75.
Well, I counted them before because I was bored. 102.
Jesus.
Yep, with everything. That's like the whole... The numbers...
That's the one with... You go on the one with the calculator, right?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, strength.
Yeah, hello. There you go. Python wins. God, it's 30 zilch.
Sorry.
Number three.
32-0.
Okay, this is a quick one. I think you both will know this. Okay. How many numbers are on a dartboard?
20.
Done. 15.
That felt like a trick question.
You're done. That's it. Easy. Nice work.
Is that all? I thought it was 30.
It's just 20. All right.
You get your bulls on, you're 25.
Okay, so if you get this, it's 30. Oh, you ready? Okay. How long are the white lines on the road in the USA?
In the USA?
The white lines. How long? And we're talking feet, by the way.
Little feet in there, aren't we? Yeah.
So we're talking the broken white lines.
Yes.
I'm going to go 10 feet.
3 feet.
10 feet. It's 30 all. Well,
it's always longer than you think. when you're driving home really quick.
Well, you're going 100 Ks, yeah. I know. Well, there you go. So it was a draw. I have no more. It was a draw.
It's a draw.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll take a draw.
Nearest the pins.
Scotty can have that.
A charity win, and I'm taking it.
Oh, nice work. Nice work. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, we should play some more of Tony Mertaker's music, The Tone Ranger, because this is a selection of songs that we know he loved, and we're doing a stick around. Three to go, Chuck. It's on. Oh, track.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the House of Lords. The army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look, having read the
I Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But,
oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face, had a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Lord, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
town. But I ain't too young to worry, and I ain't too old to cry when a woman gets me down. Got another empty bottle. And another empty bed. Ain't too young to admit it. Now I'm not too old to lie. I'm just another empty head. That's why I'm lonely.
We'll be right back. across your back. I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead.
Megalo, Megalo, Megalo. Grand Sal, Grand Sal. 230 Brunswick Street. Fitzroy.
Remember.
what was Tony's bit out of that?
Oh, handy life tips.
Yeah.
And handy life tips. What else you got on Thursday night? Rearrange your sock drawer?
Welcome back to Ready Go Show. It's a tribute show to the legendary... The Tone Ranger, Tony Murtagher, Tony Murder, the legend. Just playing lots of songs that he loves, and we're doing it. And we're doing it. We're pulling it off.
Just quietly. It's pretty good stuff, too.
Oh, isn't it good, though? I know. And that's why, as a young chipper.
I had two older brother-in-laws that had really good musical taste and a lot of albums. And boy, doesn't it influence you.
Doesn't
your
it, though?
Taste in stuff. You just pull out. One of them was a Led Zeppelin nut.
Oh, there you go.
Led Zeppelin
doesn't get much better. Tony was a big Frank Zappa. He loved all the alternative stuff too. Because his show was, what did I say? I can't remember here. Choice Cuts.
Choice Cuts.
So it was always the B-side of all the stuff.
Deep tracks.
He loved all that stuff, tracks. You know, rather than the same old commercial blah, 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 blah stuff. He used to love that. So that was good.
just a little flashback. When I was a young whippersnapper on a push bike riding around Mount Evelyn, there used to be a bloke that ripped around in a mock-up XT GT Falcon. And the windows always used to be down, didn't matter what temperature it was. And he had the biggest stereo in it, and whenever you saw it, it had Led Zeppelin playing.
No. Oh, yeah.
It was just, every time you saw it, it just like, yeah, you just.
Every photo of me in 1985. Every single photo of me in 1985 is with a black Led Zeppelin t-shirt. The same t-shirt.
The song
and
remains
the
same.
On the outside.
A red funny, and you had your tight fabs, and you had your white basketball runners.
Yeah.
He was well-dressed. My mother made my clothes. I wasn't the cool one. Remember West Coast?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a hoodie. Yeah, West Coast?
West Coast.
Mum, West Coast, was it?
And there was East Coast. East Coast had they had those tops.
That's right, East Coast, yes.
Oh, you're thinking of the coolers.
Well, Mum went...
West Coast coolers.
My mum came home one day. She goes, oh, Pete, I've bought you one of those really cool things that Scotty and the boys wear. It was Track West.
Ah, close, Mum.
So I'm going Track West, you're going East Coast. How awkward was that?
You've got to be honest. All the Flannies came from Coles. They weren't a flash item. They were like $6 at Coles.
Yes, but...
You had to pick your colours right. That was the
Scott,
thing.
Can I just tell you the secret? You guys had the one where it was cut... It went down around your bottom, yes, then up, yes, then yes, down at the
yes,
front.
Yes.
Mine were cut straight.
Oh, no.
Again.
Did Nana make them or something?
Track West. Track West, straight cut flanny. I was just a nerd. Oh, dear. Hey, guy, can you guys remember, we're talking about things that you ate when you were young, a thing called junket.
Yes.
Yeah.
It reminds me of an eye infection.
You made it with a tablet.
Yes.
Junket. It was like a pill. And you dropped it in water, and it would, my nana, it was a big nana food. Nanas loves junket. Hence the odd, I won't go there. The odd expression. Descriptive.
Do you remember Deb?
Yeah, the potato.
The potato.
Yeah, the packet, flaked potato.
Packet mashed potato.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, and it was horrible.
It was a camping type food as well. Yeah, it was always on just
that was what Raz and I, for 12 months, we lived on chicken and go-go. So we lived together, a slab of beer a night and some chicken and go-go mashed potato, which was made from those flakes.
Oh, God.
It was hideous. And sometimes they didn't mix it properly, and it'd be lumpy.
Just flakes.
But we just eat it.
That's living. And I mean, when you learn how to make proper mashed potato, it's not that
It's not that hard, is it? It's really about smashing some potatoes and putting
peeling some spuds. Like, that's about the most of it.
Junk it.
How bad's this, right? You guys like vanilla slices?
Love a vanilla slice.
Yeah.
Pink or vanilla? Which one?
I like the standard snot, block.
I like the French. The French vanilla
slice. What have they got?
Well, it's custard, but it's actually got like icing sugar put through it. And it makes it light and fluffy. And
we used to call them.
It's got vanilla.
We used to call them engine mounts. Like an engine mount.
Yeah, they were, weren't they? They're rubbery.
But how bad's this? You know, when you buy one and you just bust them to eat it, and you get in your car and you sit there and you peel the bit off the top, the paper. And the icing comes off with the paper.
Oh, ripped off. That's tear stuff.
And then you've got to run your bottom teeth on the paper.
Because your ratio of icing to the rest of the thing has to be just spot on.
Oh, I know.
And if you've lost the icing by peeling back, that's not
Imagine good. The other way around, like 2 inches of icing and six mil of
Oh, that's the American one.
Custard on top. That'd be weird.
You'd ever notice that every country town in Australia has the best vanilla slice as well. If you go through any country town, the bakery's always got it on their window. Winner of best vanilla slice.
The best within 20 kilometres.
Better than the ones at the post office.
Dak Tari. Whatever happened to him?
Dak Tari.
What was the cross-eyed lion?
Clarence.
He had a lazy eye, didn't he?
Clarence, the cross-eyed lion. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Dak Tari.
I kept attacking the one that wasn't there.
Just call outs. Diane, Lauren are sitting there listening to us tonight, which is awesome. I've got lots of people from the past. My daughter Alana, she's listening with Bridget because they all knew Tony. Emma's listening. I'm not sure where the Cass is because going back in the day, that was a time. Back in the Goat Show, that was all good. So all these people that knew the Tone Ranger. You know what can I say? Magnificent. Very, very good times, I say. Have you ever played? Okay, here you go. When we're old, like 75.
It's about 12 years.
And we're all in the old people's home. Can we just have a crack at playing Nude Twister?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've pulled my hip, I say. Python, you've
Is it going to be Naked Twister? Or
yes,
it
certainly is.
Yes.
Yes.
Spin it. Quick, spin it. And... Oh, it says left hand, yellow.
So
I can't see it. Can you move your boob?
So there's three.
Well, that's a problem. Everything hangs lower, doesn't it? So there's going to be a lot of interference as you're reaching for a blue dot.
Gravity tends to take over, doesn't it?
So you've got three naked.
You've got to reach under and across.
Three naked 35-year-old men playing nude twister in the old people's home. Medication time, Miss Ratchet. Yes, just by moments.
Yes, can you move your click clacks.
Can you vitamize my dinner, please?
Great expert idea.
Now, it's come to the time where we're going to do the old, is it either fact tennis or old men singing karaoke? Which segment do you want, boys?
I think we go the old men singing karaoke.
Yeah? Okay,
I've had a preview, and I think everyone's going to be excited.
So what it is basically is for the old new viewers tonight is two men rolled up to the RSL, and the young ones have got the karaoke machine playing, and basically they just decide to have a crack. So Python, would you like to go first?
Yes. Got to wander up the stage, and got to. Make sure the microphone's on. Yes, and you've got to count me in, but I just count myself in. Okay, here we go. A matter in a club down in old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola.
Nice. That's fantastic.
That's That's pretty bad, isn't
it? I think
it?
Your colostomy bag's leaking on the chair, Pike.
No, I just farted.
Stop that talk. Very nice, I say. Well, mine's a song that I was, at the time when this came out in 1976, I was about 50. So my son was listening to this song in his HZ pedal van. But I was on the back porch, and I took it on board, I say. It reminded me of After the War. Okay. She gave me the queen, she gave me the king. She was wheeling and dealing, just doing her thing. She was holding a pear, but I had to try. Her juice was wild, but my ace was high. But how was I to know that she'd been dealt with before? She had never had a full house, but I should have known. From the tattoo on her left leg and the garter on her right, she had the cards to bring me down. If she played it right, she's got the jack.
Yes. That was about 47 times after that, too.
That was
obviously a song about playing cards, was it?
Yes, yes. Her name was Mavis, and I met her in New Guinea. She was running the grocery store, and she had scabs on her lips. So, say no more.
It's enough about Mavis tonight, I think. Let me catch up with Mavis another time.
Sorry. So, we should move on.
Beautiful to have the two old blokes back. nice to hear from them.
That segment will get axed. We know. We'll get a nasty. We'll get a refined email saying, inappropriate for
when
the
we room. Do our when we do our performance review with this. Could try harder.
Yeah, that's right. Oh dear, that's fantastic. Well, what do you reckon we play a bit more of the Tone Rangers music,
some more tunes,
because tonight's for the great man. So let's do it. All these songs were his
bit of the Who.
Oh, he loved the Who. He loved Tommy. He loved the Who so much. Let's do it. What's and quite? Also, can we put in On Free as well?
What about right now?
Oh, you've got it. This is for Tone Ranger. Legend.
I'm free. Before Messiah's pointed to the door, no one had the guts to leave the temple. I'm free.
Oh,
station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes.
The birds migrate and the wind is raised. I see the evil
real soul. Although I'm just a pawn in nature's game like you. Wahoo, wahoo. Lifted up above the world to see. On the wings of an eagle I find myself lifted through the skies. Lifted up above the world to see. Can you see me? Can you see me? As the days roll on and the nights get long, the change seasons and the falling autumn leaves, they bring me down, they bring me down, they bring me down.
Thank you.
'66, the jukebox was religion. The bass guitar and the drums, they really fun. Everybody's learning from what they did a long time ago. Listen to the music now, turn off your radio.
Back to the Radio Show. It's on for young and old. Well, youngish and yeah. Oldish.
It's on mainly. It's on mainly for old.
It's way on. Yes, I say. Yeah. Oh God! How good are these songs for Tony tonight, eh? Just wings of an eagle.
It's like our best of.
Isn't it?
It really is.
Best of show.
Isn't it funny how all this music I often whack into the system? Hello, a bit of a repercussion from the Tone Ranger.
That's it.
As a young boy. Mm. Mm. By the way, I've just quickly got some call outs. We've got stacks of people McLovin us tonight. We've got Dinah Tua. They're in.
They're in.
Woo. Amanda from Brizzy.
Oh, Amanda. Wow. From Brisbane.
Yep. Which was Tony's niece.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome.
So, yep, she's in. Karen, Lara, and Andy, they're in. They're all
nice.
In.
Bravo.
How good's that?
Bravo.
Lamsey and Robbo. We've got Emil and Wendy. They're in. Oh. We've got Izzy.
It's like old home week.
Izzy. Izzy's on board.
Nat and Brent from the Nat and Brent show years ago.
Nice.
They've moved to the West. They're listening in. Awesome. Mr. Bull is in.
Robert.
Dennis and his good lady wife. She's in. So there's at least like eight listeners there.
It's like a best. It's like a best of the audience show, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
If you're making a compilation, you'd put all those people
on. I know. So, and as I say, Diane and Lauren, maybe Dan are sitting there. Back at their house in tune, so at least sitting back and enjoying Tone's music. So that's really, 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 really good.
Excellent.
So, is it time for fact tennis?
Think it might be.
I do believe so.
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Let's just allow me to get my facts out.
Oh.
Good luck.
And mate. Elise and Landy are in as well. There you go. It's all happening.
It just keeps coming. The hits just keep coming.
But wait, there's more. Yeah.
But wait.
Can you do Aussie cold cans of something?
Oh, crossing out of the Black Thunders for some icy cold cans of Coca-Cola.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, he said it.
Oh, did you like my little picture I sent you the other day? It's a Max Headroom.
Max Headroom.
Mr. Pink's in too, sorry.
Mr. Pink.
And I'm hoping Fanwa's in too. Those two should never catch up, by the way.
It'll be stalwarts of the old
day. Yeah. Okay, so fact tennis. Fact tennis. Talk about it.
All right.
Fact tennis.
Scotty's going to serve tonight.
All right. Here we go. So she's on.
Going to take the new balls.
Okay.
Dave McPherson, Disneyland's first ever customer, first guy through the gates of Disneyland, has been using his lifetime ticket every year since 1955.
Oh, how's that? Wow.
So for being the first guy through, you get a lifetime ticket, and they've given it, he must be a local. Dave probably lived across the road and watched it get built or something.
Did he park at the back of the Griswolds? Because, this place would be packed.
He probably built his house right on the borderline of the place.
Nice, Scotty. Nice. Pythe.
All right. Among Turkic peoples, there is a sport called girl chasing, in which a man and a woman race against each other on horseback. If the man wins, he gets a kiss from the woman. If the woman wins, she gets to beat the man with a whip.
Oh. Kind of cool, but strange.
So, so the bloke wins no matter what.
I like it.
No, I like Scotty's. That was Scotty. I do like a good Wobby's World.
Right.
Wobby's World, the helicopters. Come on, oh, another warning.
You posted that the other day, that Wobby's World ad. How good is that? How good is that ad? I forgot how bad Wobby's World was.
What was Fast Forward? What was it called?
Piss Week World.
How good was that?
But the ad for Wobby's World, if anyone's out there and you got access to YouTube at the moment, just look up the old Wobby's World ad. How lame was it?
It's got a mannequin's head there. With
even the kids in it looked a bit sad.
like they were made to do it.
All their friends went up to the Gold Coast to a proper world. And they're in Vermont South.
Piss Week World.
They don't want him. Rainy. You can never wait for a sunny day to shoot the ad.
It was raining.
No, it's just overcast and miserable.
Not the Wobby Copter again.
Please don't make us go to Wobby's World. We'll be good.
All right, Pyth. Okay, 15-0.
All right, it's Scotty's turn.
No, Scott's
in the 1800s, Americans drank, on average, 90 bottles of whiskey per year, or 1.7 bottles per week. This was because at the time, whiskey was sold at 25 cents a gallon. So that's a 4 litre.
Wow.
A 4 litre tub. Making it cheaper than wine, beer, tea, coffee, and milk.
Wow.
What? Crazy.
So no wonder they got a pallet for it.
Yeah, that's
that's a bit like when you buy a bottle of water from the servo. It costs more than petrol.
Of course. Yeah, it's about $4.50 for a litre.
Or you can be a scab and just go to the little tap at the petrol bowser, fill it up and walk off and go, I'm drinking, Springs water.
Speaking of metric measures of things, someone posted the other day on a car Facebook page that I'm part of. Oh yeah, I'm really quieting down on the driving. I'm getting 3 weeks a litre at the moment.
All right, Pyth.
All right. During the outbreak of World War II, London Zoo killed all their venomous animals in case the zoo was bombed and the animals escaped.
Oh. That's preventative, isn't it?
I like that, boy. 15 all.
15
that
all.
Wins, that wins.
There you go.
A local folk remedy in Boho Island was to place soil from the local church under a pillow while you slept to cure infections. In 2018, a microbiologist found that the churchyard soil contained a previously unknown strain of streptomyces, a microorganism used to produce antibiotics. So they were actually
It's medicinal turf.
It literally was medicinal turf.
Wow.
Strange. How cool is that?
Strange.
That is cool.
That's impressive. Don't say it again, though, because you stumble through
it. Oh, I put a muscle in my tongue.
It's like me picking up chicks at the doorstep. My tongue swells up.
Stop you from licking their face.
We'll do what Lauren did, lick the old escalator. It's in our genes. We're lickers. All right, Pyth.
All right, here we go. A legally blind hoarder whose son had not been seen for 20 years was found to have been living with his corpse. His fully clothed skeleton was found in a room filled with cobwebs and garbage, and she reported thinking that he had simply moved out.
Oh
wow.
Nice.
She was nearly blind. She just didn't see it.
Wouldn't you smell it, though?
I was
sure.
Going to say, I had no sense of smell either. Yeah.
Oh, well, if you get stacking garbage in your rooms, I suppose it's going
to... Oh, God. That's very hard. Scott, because you stumbled through that, you put a lot of work into that. I'll go for Pyth. I'll go for Pyth.
Oh,
oh,
really?
Yeah, Pyth. Beat up on the disabled kid, one, eh?
I thought he was going to get it because he had to put so much effort into it.
Yeah, no, bugger that.
1530.
Hello.
Okay. Right. The mountain chicken is one of the largest frogs in the world. The reason it's called a mountain chicken is because the frog actually tastes like chicken. Which is what they say about everything. That
you got to admit, that's cool.
Yeah, it is.
That is cool. So
it's a big frog.
All right, here we go. In 2008, Japan's birth rate was so low that workers were told to go home early and use their remaining energy to procreate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, the boss said I had to, honey.
Yeah, Yeah, just, wow.
Very cool.
The frog. I'll go the frog. Nice work.
There you go, 30 all.
Okay. Everything tastes like chicken, apparently.
After losing both arms in an accident, an 18-year-old girl from India received limbs from a male donor. To everyone's surprise, the donor hands, which were once big and hairy, changed skin tone and became slender and more feminine over the years to better blend in with her body.
Wow, that's nature, wow, nature at its finest. That's
well,
impressive.
Estrogen.
Yeah.
Taking it over. Yeah, look out.
Yeah. Stand back.
Where do you get one of these arms?
I don't know.
I wouldn't want a spare one just so I can have a chick's arm hanging off me for the special time.
A slender.
Just get estrogen shots in one arm.
You're a strange man.
All the hairs fall out of one hand.
All right, Pythe, do your thing.
Okay. Peeing in the shower instead of the toilet just once a day can save up to 2,500 litres of water per year per person.
Wow. That's cool.
How many litres?
2,500 litres of water per year per person.
What about number twos?
No, don't do that in the shower.
No,
just say
that's a bit wrong.
Yeah, that's just wrong. On right. So many levels.
Pythe, I like that one. That was good. So, Pythe, what's the scores?
Okay, 30-40.
Okay. The term hippie is derived from the word hipster, which described jazz fans in the 40s. Hipsters were known for pot smoking and sarcasm.
So nothing's changed.
Yeah. That's good.
I like that.
Okay, so here we go. When the Nazi Party held its first book burnings, one of the works destroyed was an 1821 play by Heinrich Heine containing the famous phrase, "Where they burn books, they will also, in the end, burn people."
Wow. Ooh. Prophetic.
Ooh.
Mm.
Pythe wins that.
Yeah, I think Pythe wins that. Way to go, Pythe.
You know why? Because Scott's got nothing left.
I've got no
He pointed at me saying, let him win.
do you want one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, read that.
I'll read this. The urine of a diabetic contains so much sugar that it can be purified and made into a high-end single malt whiskey. That's nice.
Do you know any diabetics?
That's wild, isn't it?
Can we kidnap them and we'll
their pee.
We'll wring them out so it all comes out of their sweat glands and we'll make it some moonshine. Pythe, can you talk moonshine?
Moonshine? Is that like a little bit sort of, you know, redneck? Yeah, like Alabama or something like that.
Oh, you've got to work on your thing too, you know, your special thing.
My special thing.
Pythe can do, I reckon, at least 16 or 17 different impersonations. And you're going to string them together in some sort of a little story, a little thing. And do you want to do a quick little one?
Yeah, a little play.
Do you want to just do
something about going to the hotel and, you know, bumping into famous people? And yes, you know.
Mr. Herbert.
But Mr. Herbert, he's just down in his basement stocking up his freezer with popsicles.
Kiwi.
Oh, new brew. It's good. What is it? Turn the booze and drink a couple of tollies.
Oh, dear.
He was in New Zealand a while back. Is that true?
I was.
Yeah, did you live that bit?
No.
But they had crates of long necks on them.
It was a strange little place.
Strange.
We were in New Zealand.
They don't like Australians, do they?
It was a strange little place.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Yes. All right. Well, three to go, Chad. We're going to play some more Tone Rangers, and then we'll come back for a bit, and then we'll bugger off because the new thing in the station is we have to totally get like a fire hose.
We've got to be vacated.
A fire hose and wash down the system before the next presenter comes in, which is Greg Carrick. And Greg Carrick.
Yes, we have to strip down and go through a shower on our way out.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's actually a booth there.
Yeah.
Where we all strip down naked.
Yep.
And we have a fire hose in each other. And is there a pillow with feathers? And honey? I'm just, what?
Oh, sorry. So essentially nothing's changed. we were doing that before COVID.
A shower of hot bitumen.
All right, well, let's play some more Tone Rangers music, Scotty.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God, this was his absolute favourite.
It?
And it's from the Poseidon Adventure movie.
How can I tell you how much
Cheers, Tone.
September. I don't need some
'cause I stay home the whole day long and think of you. As far as I'm concerned, each day's a rainy day, so it might as well rain until September. My friends look forward to their picnics on the beach. Yes, everybody loves the summertime. Oh, but you know, darling, while your arms are out of reach, the summer isn't any friend of mine. It doesn't matter whether skies are gray or blue, it's raining in my heart 'cause I
She's not a girl who misses much. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots,
line with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down, down to the bits that I left uptown. Cause I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Welcome back to the Radio Art Show, and that was another one of Tony's favourites. He used to play that all the time. He loved that. And, yeah, cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's absolutely like obscure Beatles.
Absolutely obscure at its finest. So there you go. Well, we're going to quietly wander down. Limber, shake it out, shake it out. Yes, this time shake it out. How's your Vespa pie?
My Vespa's great.
Sleepy Calabasas.
Freshly serviced, waiting for the warmer weather, because I'm a fair weather rider.
My lips are sealed. Sorry, Scott, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You still
mate.
Shooting
yeah,
them
good.
Sheep?
Yeah, good.
How many sheep on the hang now?
Yeah, no, lots.
300?
Lots of sheep.
How many, roughly?
Yeah, 12.
Scott's a shearer.
12. I like to shear.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's a hobby.
Oh, yeah, shear that dog. If you guys, what is that?
That is good. That, yeah.
If you want to see something very, very funny on the internet, what is it?
Family Guy.
Family Guy, shearing sheep with
just
Seth.
Just Google it, it'll
Seth,
come up.
Is it Seth?
Seth MacFarlane. Yeah,
MacFarlane. It's got a farmer shearing a sheep. And the sheep's
sheep
going,
likes it just to
the sheep's
going,
oh, God,
the
yeah.
sheep's enjoying it far too much.
Oh, yeah. The farmer's like, stop,
freaks
stop,
the farmer
stop that
out.
Talk.
You've just weirded me out. I can't do this anymore.
Oh, God, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy hard. That's so bad. Regardless of all that, yeah, Greg, by the way, Mr. Carrick, the one of the legends of this station, been here for many, many years, is about to come in here, and here he is, looking strutting past. He just did the old walk past the window, walk down the pretend steps thing.
Doesn't get old.
Kid is a bit like that. That never gets old.
Well, his ad does say two weird little guys.
That's
sort of,
you know. That's true.
Yeah, guys, at a state your nana's house, and there's a bit of string for the light switch above your bed. Remember them?
Yeah.
How good was that?
Cord.
Mm. Yeah.
It's cord hanging down. Nothing wrong with that.
You remember the toilets used to have pull the string as well.
Everything was string. String, string, string,
string. Everybody loves string.
Was that the goodies?
Yes.
They're like knitting singlets out of string and stuff.
That's it.
Oh, dear.
The kids love him.
So thank you, everyone, tonight. Seriously, everyone who sent messages, texts, stuff on Facebook, the Three to Go Show page. All for the absolute, our mate, our legend, our tone, the Tone Ranger. I put a comment on Greg Carrick's thing saying that we will do this show in honour for Tony for as long as until they kick us out.
Yes.
Is probably next week.
Yes, we'll just keep going. We'll just stand less than a metre and a half from everyone.
Yeah.
Let's get it off.
And we'll try and we'll try and censor all men karaoke next time, because that was a bit creepy tonight. But besides that...
Besides that,
Fat Tennis was good. Nearest Pin was good.
Solid.
Oh my god! Fourth quarter. My god! Did we come
strong. Finish strong.
Strong.
Came home with a win.
So again, thank you everyone. Thank you, Tone Ranger, for being the most beautiful man on the planet, and everyone's mentor, the most beautiful guy. Rest in peace. We love you. We love you, mate. And I can't say any more. Better
loving condolences to Diane and family.
Absolutely. And it's time to move on, I guess. So we're going to end with another song, which is he liked his Russell Morris as well. Wings of an Eagle. Was it Wings of a Magpie?
A Sweeping Magpie.
We did Wings of an Eagle earlier.
Sweet Love.
Ever Loving Man?
Ever Loving Man too. Can we play two?
Do you want that?
We can play two. Ever Loving Man.
All right, we'll play The Loved Ones.
And then
Sweet Sweet Love.
Sweet Sweet Love.
Okay.
To end on a beautiful show.
Let's do that then.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We got through it.
Good job, Pete.
Thank you.
Tough show. Thank well you. Done.
It's been a hard week,
horrible,
mate.
Horrible and, week for the Murtagh accident combo
absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. Well, what can I say? In the words of Bun Scott,
good night
and God bless.
See you later, speed skaters.